It's funny, like I've always had a voice. So I've always loved to talk. I'll talk to anybody who wanted to listen. When I was little, I would introduce myself to strangers on the street. Hi, I'm Jennifer.
Jen Porter is a wedding planner currently living in Ucluelet, BC. With a voice, perspectives, ideas, and a hilarious sense of humor to be shared, we've recently teamed up to bring you a new segment of The Safe Haven called Road Trip. Welcome to The Safe Haven. I'm your host, Amanda Lytle. The Safe Haven offers a collection of conversations about life's challenges and the pivots we make in order to keep moving forward. But let me introduce you to the first of many bi-weekly releases of The Safe Haven's newest segment, Road Trip. Actually, so let me back up here. What the heck, Amanda? You bring back a few TGITs and then they go away and now you're doing what? I'll explain. For starters, seeing analytics, doing research, asking questions, and receiving feedback, I have learned a lot about what's been engaging, successful, and what people really enjoy listening to. Apparently, people love updates and candid stories just as much as they love the interviews, and that's why we decided to take the interviews into something a little bit different. The interviews are definitely still going to happen. I will never, ever let them go because they've definitely been the heart and the soul of this podcast and will keep coming out on alternating Mondays around the road trip releases. So interview with a guest, road trip. Interview with a guest, road trip. You get it. So why the road trip segment? My friend Jen and I reconnected a couple months ago, as you'll hear about in today's road trip segment, and then we came up with the idea, which you'll also hear about today. The more that we started thinking about what pillars the Safe Haven stands on, we started to think about how this segment could really pair up beautifully as an addition to what the Safe Haven already is. This is going to be a space where we are so real, we are genuinely nothing but ourselves. We're gonna laugh, we're gonna cry, we're gonna be silly, we're gonna be serious, we're gonna ask questions, we're gonna learn new things, we're probably gonna make a lot of mistakes. But this is going to be a space where you get to jump into a quote-unquote van, an audio van, and come along for the ride. So every other week, you can jump in with Jen and I. Not sure who's going to be driving. We'll figure that out as we go and have some fantastic conversations. So without further ado, I will introduce to you the first of many bi-weekly segments of The Safe Haven called Road Trip. Hello, road trip friends.
I'm Jen.
And I'm Amanda.
And we're two adventurous souls with a huge passion for travel and chasing the unordinary. You know those podcasts that you listen to that just feel like you're hanging out on the couch with a friend or on a long road trip chatting with your bestie? That's what we've created and want you to come along for the ride.
Sometimes it'll just be us, and other times we'll be picking up a friend along the way for some additional insights. In each road trip episode, we'll be sharing a variety of insights and perspectives, lessons and memories from our lives.
Sometimes we may cry, but we'll laugh way more, honoring every emotion that comes up authentically. That's what road trips with your besties are for.
So grab a snack, pop in those earbuds, and buckle up. JP, we're starting a podcast segment together. How you feeling?
Great.
Good. I'm glad. I'm really
glad. My palms are a little sweaty. It's kind of weird.
But it's excitement, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, nerves and excitement, they say that they're very similar.
I feel that. Yeah.
Okay. I have a question for you because we haven't really caught up about your birthday. And just for listeners, Jen's birthday is June 11th and she turned 33. And today we are playing road trip recording podcasting together game. And it's the 14th of June. So I want to know how the first week of being 33 is going for you.
Oh man, amazing. So, you know, I had these like hopes and dreams set out for my birthday because I'm an event planner. So obviously I've always have a plan. So the day started out really great, you know, catching up with friends in Ontario. They're 3 hours ahead of time. So it was easy. I was up about 6 a.m, FaceTiming. I felt like I had a whole day accomplished by 9 o'clock. And my friend came over for brunch and we had this cute little brunch. And then we went to the spa and had facials, but we enjoyed some time in the hot tub before the facials and got super relaxed. And oh, it was probably one of the best facials I've ever had, to be honest. Mm. And I do enjoy a good facial.
Yeah.
Like, it seems kind of strange because you're paying somebody, you know, quite a bit of money to essentially wash your face for you. But I don't know. I just love it. So it's all about self-care, right?
Yeah. I've actually never had a facial. So
you haven't?
No, never.
Okay. They're really amazing. And I think that they're actually more relaxing than a massage. Hmm. Like, I fell asleep, but like not fully asleep because I could hear myself snoring.
What?
So kind of
like, kind of, it's kind of like the dozing off. And it's like, oh shit, was that me?
Yes, yes, yes. And my friend and I that went, it was funny. It was so cute. Like, she's actually my first friend that I met in Tofino when I first moved to the West Coast. And we had it in the couple's spa treatment room. Mm-hmm. And it started off, we're in there and she's asking all these questions. And I'm thinking, okay, Jess, like, are you going to be quiet? Because I really want to relax. And then she finally stopped asking questions. And I was like, oh, thank goodness. Okay, great. And then it was kind of like siesta time, which was amazing.
Okay, so I just remembered, I actually have had one facial. When you were just talking about this and being relaxing, I was like, actually, lie, by accident. I did have a facial once when I was in Bali. But I think it's like the ADD kind of part of my brain kicked in, because all I could think about as opposed to the relaxation was the fact that she was using a paintbrush on my face.
She used a paintbrush on my face too. And I was like, oh my goodness, what's going on?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know what to do.
I actually planned a trip. When I went to Bali, I planned going to Ubud around a spa treatment. Mm. Yeah. I'm sure we can get into that.
Yeah, that's we have a whole episode dedicated to Bali.
Yes, amazing.
Okay, back to it.
So had the facials, that went super well. I was like, I had to push back dinner an hour because I think I was so relaxed. So came back, you know, kind of got ready. I threw some lipstick on because I was feeling 33.
Yeah, you fancy.
Yeah, I'm fancy. And, you know, since you can go to a restaurant now and sit inside and take your mask off, I was like, hey, why not? So caught up with some girlfriends at the local brewery, and oh my goodness, they actually released a mango beer that day. And so I thought, this is great. And oh my gosh, it was so good. The Euclid Brewing Company, amazing. And then from the brewery, we went to this cute little garden restaurant. And I mean, it was raining. We were in raincoats under a tent, but it was outside and it was just fun to dine together. And we had a really lovely dinner and, you know, there was a few bottles of wine and things started getting a bit giggly, as girls do. And, you know, we started carrying on a little bit. And so I thought, you know, it's time to wrap this up here and head on to our next destination, which we thought was going to be the brewery again. I was like, oh, like, let's just go back to the brewery. That mango beer really got to me. But with COVID and everything operating at less occupancy, we had to be put on a wait list. So I knew this other restaurant in town that has amazing margaritas. So I thought, heck, let's go here.
What a combo.
Yeah. I love a good margarita too. There's so many things I like. So we went down to this restaurant in Euclid and we walked in. And of course my friends were like, it's Jen's birthday. And I'm like, oh my goodness. And then the tequila shots started. So that was that. And before I knew it, I was bartending behind the bar, giving drinks out at a restaurant I don't work at.
You know what? It's amazing. There's like some surprise, but also no surprise here.
Yeah. Yeah. It was really, I was just like, I just was having like a really great time. Like the restaurant owner was like, you know, super into it. And I mean, it was a lot of fun. And then, you know, we had a few tequila shots, a few margaritas, and it was time to like wrap that up and head home. So I feel like my birthday kind of summarized how I am. It was started off really civilized, nice, relaxing time, kind of got a little silly at the brewery at dinner with some wine, and then like got real silly once we went for the tequila and margaritas and I started bartending at the restaurant I don't work at.
Took control.
So yes, I am 33 now.
Okay. But for real.
Yeah.
Number one, did you barf?
No. Good that's girl. The problem.
Oh, that's the problem.
I do not puke. Okay. I don't barf when I drink.
Okay. Were you super hungover?
Yeah. Surprisingly not, because I had to go to work. In the back of my head, I knew I worked the next day and I had a wedding that I had to set up. I mean, it was for two people, so it was an elopement. but I had to set that up. I needed to be on my game. Mm. So I feel like a little semi-responsible Jennifer kicked in and was like, you know what? You don't need that last tequila shot that's in front of you.
Oh, see, so it really was a combination of all of the Jennifers in one.
Yes, yes, yes. And I mean, so I've also kind of like started showing a bit more of an interest in astrology, moon cycles, spiritual kind of things.
All the things I love.
Yes, yes. And I mean, it's a shared love now because I'm getting into it. Like if anybody has any books they can recommend, I would love it. But it's pretty funny because Geminis are very complex people to begin with. And not to mention Mercury's been in retrograde for like a month. Mm-hmm. And our ruling planet is Mercury. And there was a lunar eclipse on like the morning of June 10th, I believe. So there's just like a lot of really crazy energies going on around the Gemini season right now. And I felt like it was, my birthday was like a perfect combination of all of that. It kind of sums me up in a person, I guess. Yeah. So it was great.
Good.
Yeah. And then, you know, I had to work on Saturday, but I definitely, oh, this was great. So the elopement couple, they got this really beautiful cake that I went to pick up for them. And I thought in my head, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to eat birthday cake tonight. So I finished work, went to the grocery store, got a box of Betty Crocker rainbow chip cake and made myself a cake and ate it in bed and watched The Wedding Planner.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
Did you eat all the cake?
No, I'm still staring at half of it right now.
You know, for the record, I ate an entire cheesecake over the course of a week last May because my sister brought me a cheesecake for my birthday. That's all I wanted, a full-on cheesecake. And she brought me a big-ass cheesecake and I ate the whole thing. Actually, that's a lie. I gave one slice to my dad. You know the McCain's commercial where he's like, this much. The kids, that. It was like, here, dad, yeah, you can have a slice. And then my friend Cindy, she got a slice too. But I legit ate. It was a Whopper cheesecake.
I love cheesecake. I love cake. Mm-hmm. Cheesecake, sponge cake, key lime pie, any type of pie. Mm. There's actually nothing I really won't eat. I'm just not a fan of like tomatoes, but just the Roma tomatoes like that have those weird gooey seeds.
What about cilantro? Are you the yes or the no?
Ooh, I'm a no on cilantro.
Same, hard pass.
Yeah, soap. Yeah. Lots of soap happening.
Can't.
Mm-mm. But love Mexican food.
Oh, same. It's not cilantro.
It's just, yeah, I hold the cilantro. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. We're on the same page about cilantro.
All right. Yeah. I want to bring us back full circle because I'm getting like, we could just go on and on and on. I want to let the listeners know a little bit about what they can expect and why the heck we are starting this segment called Road Trip. So let's chat about how you and I had even started talking about podcasts in general, but podcasting together. Do you remember that?
Yeah, it actually, I think we can take it back another step. I was moving back out west and wildly enough, we connected while I was on the BC ferry. Mm-hmm. And I think we just kept kind of in contact as I was moving back out here and you were out west and just two Ontario souls out here. Mm-hmm. And then I remember I was going to meet up with a friend and I was talking to you on the phone before that. And I said to you, hey, if you ever needed any content for the Safe Haven, I'd be happy to like share my story.
Mm-hmm. That's it. I remember this. Yes.
Then it came down to you asking me, well, Jen, have you ever thought about doing a podcast? Well, of course I have. I used to want to be Rosie O'Donnell when I was little. I'd line everything. I'd line up the teddy bears and I'd be the talk show host. And then I've always wanted to like create this blog, but it's like, you know, I get too busy making the website perfect where it's like you could just be writing content in pages. Mm-hmm. So it was a perfect combination when you said, but wait a second, if you want to start a podcast, would you be into co-hosting? And I said, go on. Mm-hmm. And here we are.
And here we are. And I also loved, we were already just so in sync with ideas and personality and so many different life experiences and just, yeah, the drive and sitting so far apart, yet so close over a Google Doc and just punching out ideas. And within like 20 minutes, I'm like, shit, JP, slow down. We have a year's worth of content now. And you're like, I know.
It was so exciting. It was so funny that day. I remember I was at work and I basically like cleared my desk of all of the work-related things I had going on and was like, must put content in this Google Doc.
Oh yeah.
And got crazy. I pretty much figured from that moment, I was like, okay, yeah, I don't want to say that we've lived parallel lives, but maybe we have.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like just seeking out the unordinary.
Oh, that's, yeah, the theme of our lives for sure.
Yeah.
I was saying that actually the other day to a friend of mine was that there's so many ways where we are so different, but I feel like there's even more that bring us together. So many different things that we've really shared and can just gush on and riff off. So that's why the road trip has become a thing. Because for real, even like we tried to just like rip out in the intro was when you're on a road trip, you can't just leave. You can't just walk out of the car. You're stuck with that person and you're having some deep chats, you know?
You are. Yes. Yeah.
And they are such a great space for great conversations.
You almost become a little bit vulnerable too when you're in a car with somebody like day in and day out for 3 days. And you're like, all right, well, like, we're going to have to talk about something different than the local sports team and the weather.
We're going to take a quick pit stop here for gas. So take a big stretch, jump around, grab something to nourish yourself with, and enjoy a quick break while we fill up.
I love, like, I just want to make really good time. And it's funny. So my girlfriend, Brittany, who actually I like hadn't spent a lot of like undivided time with, awesome girl, but we didn't really actually know a lot about each other until this road trip. And we really got to know each other. Mm-hmm. But, oh, where was I going with this? Lost my train of thought. Anyways, yeah, we really got to know each other a lot on the trip. And she, she's a great co-pilot. And oh, I know where I was going with this. We'd put it in the GPS from when we got in the car first thing in the morning, and we GPS how long it was supposed to take us to get to the next destination. And we try to beat our own time. That was our game that we played.
My sister and I cut off minutes. Like minutes is a lot when it's like under 30 minutes.
Yes.
On our way to a wedding that we were late for in Eagle Lake. That's like
a wedding you were late for in Eagle Lake.
Yeah, exactly. I'll never forget that night, especially because, sorry, Allison, but that night Allison ended up on the dance floor chugging bottles of red wine from the bottle in bare feet.
Oh my gosh, the poor thing.
Yeah, that was
Allison, I feel sorry for you.
Oh, we love Allison.
Oh my goodness, that headache the next day would be a bit something.
Yeah, it was rough. Ooh. Yeah, no, wine, ouch. Okay, I have another question for you.
Go for it.
When you were talking about Rosie O'Donnell, what was it about speaking to your teddy bears that made you so pumped up when I started talking to you about potentially co-hosting a segment of the pod?
It's funny, like I've always had a voice. So I've always loved to talk. I'll talk to anybody who wanted to listen. When I was little, I would introduce myself to strangers on the street. Hi, I'm Jennifer. Most people didn't know actually if I was a boy or a girl. So my mom started making me carry a purse because she was insistent I have a bowl cut.
I did too. Gotta love the 90s.
Side note. Yeah, right? I promise, Jennifer, your hair will be long and thick one day. Well, she wasn't wrong. Anyways, yeah, I really loved talking. And I think like I had a Rosie O'Donnell knock knock joke book when I was little. And then as I got older, I really got drawn to like words Oprah Winfrey. And then there's Ellen DeGeneres where I'm like, man, these women have these audiences and people are paying massive money to sit and listen to them talk. Like, this is ideal. They really have this figured out. So yeah, I used to play talk show and I would talk to the bears. I really couldn't tell you what we were talking about. I'm going to say it was pretty light conversation at that point in my life. But then I started working for a radio station in Halliburton, Muskoka area, Moose FM. And that was really fun because I was doing like live on location cut-ins. So yes, as they were live, they got like a quick edit, but it was definitely more on the fly. And that was so much fun. I'd thought about going to school for like broadcasting journalism, but realized it's a bit of a difficult industry to get into. And I also like really loved the hospitality industry. So the hospitality industry did win, but I thought, you know, if I have a voice, it will be heard somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and like I said earlier about how when we started punching out these ideas, like we have so many fun things that we're going to talk about throughout this segment.
I'm so excited.
Me too. And so for anyone listening right now, trust that we have, when even in the intro, when we were kind of just saying about all the emotions, there's going to be so many things that come forward. And we've both promised to be as real and raw and authentic as possible throughout the entire process. Like, you are going to get everything that we are in this podcast for sure.
I'm actually just scrolling through the Google document now that we collaborated on. And I'm like, oh my goodness. Yeah. Like, there are some real funny things ahead. I mean,
drop some crumbs here. What are the top three? Like, when you're looking through this list, pick the top three and give us like a one-liner on why you're so pumped to talk about it.
Oh my goodness. Well, okay. I think a lot of it goes around like the traveling stories we have and like just like being sick while we're abroad and just the situations that both of us have been in. I mean, I was at a hospital in Kenya once. That was really something. I mean, obviously the fact that we've drove across the country multiple times, you know, where that lays in our lives. I mean, I feel that like working in the hospitality industry, I could write an entire book on funny, crazy stories that has happened to me, like through personal experiences, different people I've met along the way. But then, you know, we're talking about things like book club, like what we're reading, like what we like to read about. A lot of it's traveling though. Siblings. We're going to talk about siblings and that'll be an interesting one. I mean, I have a brother, which Chris, and Amanda with your sister, Allison. But so I think there's a lot in here about relationships. So I don't want to give too much away, but.
Well, let me just tell one that I'm very excited to hear about more than anything. And it has to do with a text that you sent me last night. JP's epic bath time.
Oh, yes.
Okay, like that one. I cannot wait for this one. Okay, so that one for sure. JP's lack of cooking abilities. I must say I'm really pumped to hear you chat about that.
Yeah.
But also for real, I also feel like there's some other stuff that's going to kind of bring out some more emotions. Like when we start talking about attachment styles and love languages, those are going to be some big ones for us. And also just being able to share some limiting beliefs. I know that that's going to be a big one that I'm really happy to dive into myself, and speaking truth. So out of like 52 ideas that we have already, that's like a handful. So
yes.
Yeah. Very, very excited about this.
I also just saw one on here that really makes me laugh about my passport.
Oh yes.
Yeah, if anybody that I know that is listening to this right now, they're going to laugh because there's been a few episodes in my travels where my passports played a big part.
And here's me being like, Jen, a passport is like the single only thing that you actually need.
Right?
Like what?
Yeah. There's some funny things. It's just like my very laissez-faire attitude of, oh, don't worry, I'll just pay my way into this country. Doesn't work like that, Porter. No, it does not work like that.
Okay, I just thought of something because you just said Porter.
Yeah.
So throughout this segment, throughout the road trip segment of the Safe Haven, I also wanted to just throw out some names or nicknames that we are probably going to either refer to each other as or ourselves as, because some of my friends call me Amanda and other friends that I went to university with call me Lytle, my last name, which I'm pretty basic that way. But I mean, even for you, you've got a couple.
Yeah, I refer to myself as Porter a lot. But like, I definitely go more by Jen. Mm-hmm. And then my friends call me J-Po.
J-Po.
And I think it's a spinoff of J-Lo and her wedding planner movie. And now I'm J-Po, a wedding planner.
I like this. I've always called you JP.
Yeah. So Porter, Jen, JP.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll take it all. Mm-hmm. What's that saying? Just don't call me late for dinner. I've never understood that.
Well, I just don't want to ever be late for dinner because I friggin' love dinner.
No. But like, what am I going to say? Hey, instead of using the word, like your name, Amanda, be like, hey, don't call me late for dinner.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't get it. I always get this one confused too. Is it play it by ear or play it by year?
Ear, because it's like playing it by ear to music. When you think about playing something by music, like you're just kind of going with the flow and just kind of, I think I could be wrong. Listeners, I think it's ear.
Definitely. I mean, now that you threw music into it, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Play it by ear.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay.
Still too late for dinner. I mean, if somebody wants to further explain that to me, I'd be more than happy to figure that one out.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Okay.
Oh, wow.
I'm thinking
okay.
about a couple of questions that I wanted to throw out at you.
Oh, yeah.
Just kind of before we wrap up our little intro to the road trip podcast.
Okay. Why don't we ask each other the same questions?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Ready?
Ready.
What's your favorite road trip snack?
Oh, meat and cheese sticks, 100%. Ooh,
really?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. It's also my time to like unapologetically eat the worst food ever. 100%. Like I think I was crushing at least 20 Timbits a day on the road trips, like a day.
Ooh, so, you know, I was like nibs and Twizzlers.
Ooh. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you have more of the sweet tooth.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Okay. My meat and cheese stick. That's a bit savory, but Timbits totally sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Nibs and Twizzlers are just kind of, I just got to have them. And that's, I'm talking like, I'm not like going a half an hour down the road trip. I'm talking like I'm putting in a solid day in the car road trip.
Yes. Yes.
And tea. But this is bad. I know that I'm supposed to be hydrating my body, but I also recognize that when you are hustling and you're putting in like 1,000K day or more, water slows you down because you got to stop.
Yes.
So I'm really bad for that.
I'm also on more of the sparkling water.
Ooh, I like those.
Mm-hmm, bubblies.
Have you tried the pineapple or the peach ones, the new ones?
Ooh, I love the pineapple one.
Yeah, same.
I got a thing for pineapples. Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Are you into music or podcasts?
Good one. Okay, so typically I'll start my road trip with a podcast.
Okay.
I have a couple of ones that I really like to listen to. Again, that kind of depends on the day. So I might crush a couple podcasts or even an audiobook. And then when I just feel like I have too much to think about, then it's either music or silence. Actually, we were in the car the other day and Riley's like, you really don't like listening to music, eh? And I was like, no, I was just thinking. He's like, okay, do you mind if we listen to some music? I like the silence.
I don't mind it, but I wouldn't do it often. You know what? On a long road trip, I have turned it all off been like, I've podcasted out, I'm musicked out. Now I just need silence with the window down.
Totally. I love that you just said that. So my question is, windows down or aircon?
Okay. So I have to have a sunroof in my car. So the sunroof is always vented. Mm-hmm. So I like the windows. And I would say you got to have fresh air on a road trip. And like I say, we're talking like long road trip because stale air makes me really tired.
Good one. But honestly, how difficult is it when you've just put on some of your favorite lip chap and your hair, even if it's up in a messy bun, is like flinging around your face and sticking on your lip chap with the windows down?
That's annoying because I can't drive with my knees to fix the messy bun that's going on. So it's like a pull over to the side of the road, put the car in park, fix the hair, get back on the road type of thing.
Right.
Yeah. I've never mastered the driving with the knees. Maybe a good thing.
Yeah.
No.
Two hands on the wheel at all times.
Yeah. But yes, I also like, you know, the minimal heat seat. So it just like warms your lower back and helps your muscles.
You drive something way fancier than I drive.
I had for the first three road trips. Oh, I had my little Chevy Cruze hatchback. Loved that little thing.
Yep.
And then I got a soccer mom car. So now, yeah, it was an SUV the last time.
Mm.
Yeah. But heat seats definitely are a little bit of a game changer with the muscles.
Mm-hmm. I bet.
Because you're sitting all day. Like, I don't have time to get out. Like, well, actually, there was a couple of the times I went across Canada that every couple of hours, we'd stop the car and run around it 10 times.
You were definitely with someone who is health conscious.
Well, it probably came from like eating all the Timbits and just get
sugar
like,
high.
Both of us have ADHD. Yeah. We're just like, oh my gosh, we need to like exert some energy right now.
Right.
Pull the car over, slam it in park, run around the car 10 times.
It's pretty good.
Maybe throw in 20 jumping jacks.
Yeah. I definitely never do that.
When you get in the zone of the road trip, like we say, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. But when you're on this long road trip, it's 100% about the destination.
Yeah, just get there.
Just get there. Because you're moving and like moving stressful too.
A couple times I wasn't moving. The one Yeah, the one that I'll talk about in great length when we do our Cross Canada episode is we actually drove across this huge Chevy pickup truck pulling a triaxle trailer for Spartan, like the Spartan races.
Right.
And it was, we drove it over. We had a, I think like 4 or 5 days to drive it over, then had to leave it in Kimberley, BC for 2 weeks. So just rented a vehicle and crisscrossed around BC for 2 weeks and then picked it up and drove back.
I'm actually really excited to hear about this story. Mm-hmm.
It's a doozy.
Yeah. Yeah. Like how you got connected with Spartan Race. There's a lot of moving parts in that one.
There is a lot.
I just think there's a lot of moving parts in our lives in general.
And how about our brains?
Here we are.
Okay.
Here we are. Okay.
You know what, my friend?
Yes.
Let's call it there.
Okay.
Because I feel like we could go on, and we literally have a year's worth of content for this pod.
Get excited.
I know. Seriously.
I am.
Oh, I am too.
Amazing.
So friends, we've made it, and we really hope that you've enjoyed it. We've certainly enjoyed your company and appreciate you coming along. Please, please make sure that you take a big stretch, run around the car 10 times, do some jumping jacks, and nourish yourselves today.
If you had a nice trip today, be sure to subscribe on your podcast app and jump back in next week. Tell your friends. They'll fit in the van, we'll gas up, grab snacks, and continue down the open road next week.
And there you have it. The first of many, like I said before, the first of many bi-weekly segments of The Safe Haven called Road Trip. You're going to be able to find this segment the same place that you've always found The Safe Haven if you are subscribed or if you have liked The Safe Haven, followed The Safe Haven, wherever you listen to your podcasts, you won't miss a beat. Be sure to come on to Instagram to find the updates at The Safe Haven Podcast. Or you can jump onto the website, thesafehaven.co. We'll have some of the latest places that you can listen to and the updates there. And besides that, follow along, listen along. We love your support and wouldn't be here without it. I hope you've had a good ride. Talk to you next week.